This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
It's time for Fed Talk, the live show for feds in the know. From federal agencies to Capitol Hill, the attorneys of Shaw, Bransford, and Roth bring in experts from across the federal community to bring you inside the issues. Fed Talk is meant to provide general information about legal issues. However, the views expressed in this program are not intended to provide legal counseling. Listeners are cautioned not to rely upon any statements made in resolving legal issues they may face, but instead to consult with their own attorney about specific situations. Attorneys are not engaged in providing legal services while appearing on the program and are not responsible in any manner for the consequences that may stem directly or indirectly from reliance on any statement made during this program.
Good morning and welcome to Fed Talk. I'm Jenny Mattingly, and today I'm joined by Bill Bransford, Robin Kehoe, and Jim Seymour of the Public Employees Roundtable to talk about the upcoming Public Service Recognition Week. Just a reminder that Fed Talk is brought to you by GEICO, where 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance. For more information on GEICO, go to geico.com. And if you would like to join our discussion today and speak directly to our guests, call our toll-free number at 1-877-936-9333 or email us at fedtalk@federalnewsradio.com. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Jenny.
So great to have you and glad we're talking about such a good event as Public Service Recognition Week. So, but before we jump into Public Employees Roundtable and PSRW, I'd like to have you each introduce yourselves. And, you know, Bill, I'd like to start with
you. I'm Bill Bransford, and I normally would be hosting this program today because our law firm, Shaw, Bransford, and Roth, presents Fed Talk. But because about 6 months ago or so, I accepted the position as chairman of the Public Employees Roundtable, which helps put on Public Service Recognition Week along with a number of other groups, we decided it might be better if I were the guest and talking about what's going to happen the week of May 5th through 11th. So I work in the law firm Shaw, Bransford, and Roth. I'm chairman of the Public Employees Roundtable, and I'm also general counsel of the Senior Executives Association, which had its Distinguished Executives Banquet last night honoring the Presidential Rank Distinguished Executive Award winners. Absolutely phenomenal.
It was a great event.
Phenomenal government executives that makes very significant contributions to the American public.
Yep, I think they said collectively they saved about $92
billion. Right. So. And it's a very, very small payment to them in comparison to those savings.
Absolutely. So thank you for being here. And Jim, welcome.
Thank you, Jenny. My name is Jim Seymour. I'm with the Partnership for Public Service. Our organization has been around for about 12 years working to revitalize the federal government and partner through the Public Employees Roundtable. You know, our efforts stem primarily around developing future leaders in government. I want to help inspire young people into government, especially those that are in STEM education fields right now. We also work with government leaders to help them better engage and motivate their federal employees. So some of the key programs that we organize are the Service to America Medals, which we'll talk a little bit about this morning. Also the annual Best Places to Work in the Federal Government Rankings, which recently came out in December, and talk about, you know, which of those agencies are doing the best in terms of employee engagement and satisfaction.
Great. And if people want to learn more, real quick, website?
The Partnership for Public Service website is at ourpublicservice.org, and that's OURpublicService.org.
Great. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And Robin, welcome.
Good morning. It's great to be here. I am Robin Kehoe. I'm with the Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund. We are a longtime member of the Public Employees Roundtable, working with other groups to promote, educate, and recognize public service and public servants. FEA, as we're more commonly known, helps federal employees and their families. We're modeled after the military relief agencies, but we help civilian federal employees and their families. We do a college scholarship program every year. We also do emergency no-interest loans and disaster grants for feds. And in our 27-year history, we've done over $20 million in aid to federal families. And we are gearing up right now to help feds affected by furloughs and delighted to be the recipients of any proceeds from the Public Service 5K this year, which will go to help federal employees affected by furloughs.
That's great. And one of the things somebody had asked me the other day is, when you say federal employees, you also mean postal employees as
we
well.
We do, in this. Absolutely.
So it's the whole range of any civilian member of the government.
Exactly, any civilian member of government.
That's great. Thank you. So it's a good cause, and glad we're going to be talking a little bit about helping you all out with the 5K. So, well, one of the things we've talked about is Public Employees Roundtable, and each of your organizations is a member of Public Employees Roundtable. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about the history. And Bill, as chair, do you want to tell us a little bit about how
sure.
it started?
I'm on the Public Employees Roundtable as a result of my involvement with the OmniGov Training Institute and also the Senior Executives Association. And there are a number of organizations that started the Public Employees Roundtable back in 1982. And it was a response to Ronald Reagan's inaugural address, where he said, government is the problem, not the solution. And that led to a period of very, very strong anti-federal employee rhetoric and sentiment. And to counter that, the Public Employees Roundtable, which consists of a group of about 30 public employee associations. You have to be a nonprofit and you have to care about public service. And this group formed the Public Employees Roundtable and spent its time figuring out ways to honor, promote, and recognize federal employees and public employees also. I mean, it's not just limited to the federal government. State and local as well. And 1985, we were able to get Congress to recognize Public Service Recognition Week as the first full week in May. And now widely throughout the country, Public Service Recognition Week is settled not only in the federal community, but also in the state and local government community, particularly in the school districts. That week is settled as a way to honor and bring public attention. And of course, we come to 2013, and it keeps getting worse. Every time you turn around, there's a media report or some congressional statement that seems to denigrate public employees, and you know, it's not good for morale. So I want all the public employees out there to know that the Public Employees Roundtable cares, that we're looking for ways to promote public employees nationwide. And we've got a great program of events in Washington, D.C. coming up the week of May 5th through 11th. I would encourage all federal employees to recognize this honor and to do what they can to show the public that they are deserving of their jobs, that they do, in fact, perform a great public service as public employees.
Well, and that's one of the things, you know, it seems both historically and now, given that there are some similarities in some of this, government is the problem, the people who work for it are the problem, but making a visible way. I think a lot of folks in the community, there are lots of ways that are, you know, the partnership has done a great job recognizing public service, a lot of the individual SEA's banquet last night. There's a lot, but PER has always done some big visible events to recognize public service. You know, there used to be the mall event that people did that really showed what agencies do. And I think that is the history of PER.
Right. And I think there's a focus on PSRW, but PER has over the years always tried to do something during the year with maybe not as much success always as we wanted to be. But we have some things planned. There was an event yesterday afternoon, in fact, put on by the National Academy of Schools of Public Administration, which I think actually has a new name now.
NASPA, the gold standard in public service, I think, public school, public administration.
But they are an association, so a member of the Public Employees Roundtable that cares about the schools of public administration, which is where the Presidential Management Fellows program comes from, which has produced over the years some of the most capable and distinguished and successful senior executives in the federal government. And the event yesterday afternoon, which was assisted by the Public Employees Roundtable, it was actually a Public Employees Roundtable event. NASPA took the lead. Some of our other organizations helped out. And they did a webcast, a one-hour webcast that went into colleges and universities all over the country, letting people know, college students know, how to get a pathways job, which includes the Presidential Management Fellows. I know the government isn't doing a lot of hiring right now, but over the years it has. And I think that putting together a program with an expectation that this information will come to college and universities' doorstep at a certain time each year will encourage qualified, quality college students to consider a federal career. I'm not sure that's happening as well right now as it used to. And, of course, this program, even though it's a public employees roundtable program, one of the partners with this webcast was OPM.
That's right. And that's an important part of bringing public and private together. So it was a good way to move forward, it sounds like. And we're going to stop there for a minute and hear a word from our sponsor. And you're listening to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brought me to our nation's capital. I was taking a stroll around the mall when I met a very nice gentleman from Ohio who asked me a question. What kind of word is GEICO anyway? An excellent question, I replied. I told him that GEICO isn't a word, it's an acronym, and it stands for Government Employees Insurance Company. I explained how GEICO actually got its start 75 years ago to help federal employees save money on car insurance. Interesting, the man replied. But today, GEICO saves lots of people money on car insurance, including me. Have you ever thought about changing the name? I said. It's a thought. But Gecko sounds like GEICO. If we change the name, I might be out of a job. We strolled a bit more, stopped for some tea, and we both agreed. It's probably best to keep the name just like it is. GEICO.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com, then buy online or over the phone. If you're a federal employee or belong to an association like Big, Few, Young Government Leaders, and others, you may qualify for a special discount. Contact GEICO today to request your special federal savings.
Welcome back to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jenny Mattingly, and I'm here with Bill Bransford, Robin Kehoe, and Jim Seymour to talk about Public Service Recognition Week. If you have a question or a comment, please give us a call toll-free at 1-877-936-9333 or email us at fedtalk@federalnewsradio.com. And when we left, we'd been talking a little bit about the history of PER and some of the things that it did, Public Employees Roundtable, and really working on visible showing of support for public employees. And so one of those, big events is coming up here with Public Service Recognition Week. And Bill mentioned May 5th through 11th, and want to talk a little bit about what PSRW is this year, what we're celebrating. And every year there's a theme to PSRW. I know it's been a couple different things in the past. So Jim, Robin, don't want to talk a little bit about the theme this year, I think?
Sure. This year's theme, and I think it goes to a little bit of what we were talking about in terms of how PER came into existence, the atmosphere in Washington and around the country around federal service and public service in general. So we focused this year on a theme of why I serve, talking to public employees about why they chose to serve in the public sector rather than the private sector. And it's been really illuminating to hear some of what the leaders in different organizations and agencies in government have to say about why they chose public service and how they admire other public servants, who their inspirations have been.
Well, and it seems that that's something that gets lost in the message sometimes, is that there is a reason people go into government and that they feel very strongly. I think in some of the things the partnership has done with Best Places to Work and others, it seems like people really have an understanding and this passion about what they do.
So. That's definitely a common underlying current that even against the rhetoric and, you know, budget cutbacks when they're facing furloughs or pay freezes, they still feel that passionate commitment to making a difference for the American people. And when they get involved in their agencies and they're working on their projects, whether they're advanced research to cure cancer or just helping to make sure that travelers get to get across the country with safe flights from their destinations, making sure that, you know, our food supply or our consumer products are safe, you know, whatever it is that they're working on, they have that commitment to get the job done. They want to do the best possible job they can for the American people, all that negative rhetoric aside.
Well, and that's interesting because you both talked a little bit about what leaders say about public service or what federal employees have to say and, you know, knowing what jobs that these people actually do. And I think that's one of the initiatives that is going on during Public Service Recognition Week and potentially longer, are these videos that are going on. And Robin, can you talk a little bit about the Why I Serve videos?
Yeah, it's a great initiative that we have. We actually have a YouTube channel that is showing these videos of leaders who are being interviewed, asked questions about why they chose to serve in government. And we've had some great guests. We had Pat Niehaus, who is the president of the Federal Managers Association. We also had Colleen Kelly, who is the president of the National Treasury Employees Union. We've got a host of others on there who just are really inspiring when they're talking about what brought them to public service and, for the most part, why they've stayed in public service for such a long time. I think that's something that gets lost on people a lot, is that people who come to public service, whether it's state and local or federal, tend to stay for their careers. They make a career of it because they feel passionate about what they do.
Well, and I was talking to some folks last night at the Senior Executives Association Distinguished Rank Award Winner Banquet, and many of them had spent their career in public service because they believed so strongly in what they were doing. So I think the videos are going to be up and running for the indefinite future and with more to come.
I think so. And we have plans to continue this project throughout the year. We're kicking it off now to gear up for Public Service Recognition Week. But one of the most important things that we've all been talking about is that the commitment to public service and the commitment to recognizing public service isn't just about 1 week a year. It's about 52 weeks in a year. And that people have good things to say and important things for the public to hear throughout the year. And so we'll be keeping up with that project and adding new videos. We've actually also invited folks to shoot their own videos and send them to us to be posted on that YouTube site.
Great thing about iPhones these days, or any other smartphone, you can just take a five-minute video and get it up there. So, well, one of the other things that I think you all mentioned a little bit was earlier on that Robin talked about when she was speaking about FIAs, this upcoming public service 5K. And Jim and Bill, do you want to tell us a little bit about where this race came from and what we're doing for the race?
Well, since we essentially lost the funding for the mall event, and as Congress started to get a little bit more interested in cost savings a couple of years ago, we lost our signature event that kind of drew attention to Public Service Recognition Week. So we came up with the idea of doing some kind of a race or run or walk. And anyway, after it evolved, we came up with the idea of a Public Service 5K. 5K is only 3 miles. It's a run walk, so anybody can do it. And it's a way of showing attention. It's actually going to be on Sunday morning, the first day of Public Service Recognition Week, May the 5th. At 8 o'clock in Anacostia Park, which is a great, great park and a great place to have a race. There's parking there. So, you know, there's really no excuse not to come. And the really nice thing about this 5K, not only is it being covered by the media, so there will be some attention being played to it, we expect to generate some enthusiasm. This is the first year we're doing it. So I would encourage everyone who's listening to go to publicservice5k.com and register. Now, we thought about, well, kind of as you're doing a race, it's sort of complicated, and you need to hire a professional company that helps you put everything together, and where are we going to get that money from? And so we approached some corporate sponsors, and they gladly supported us. One of the reasons they gladly supported us is because we said once we pay for the race, all of the proceeds will go to the Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund, which Robin works for, which is the charity for federal employees. It is federal employees helping feds. They're really standing by now for furloughs, but they also do emergency assistance. They do non-interest loans when people have a crisis in their life, and they also do merit-based scholarships. So FIA is a very, very worthwhile charity for federal employees. And so the money left over, and I think there will be a little bit of money left over from the sponsors, the money the sponsors paid to help us pay for and organize the race. And then there's a very, very small registration fee. I believe it's $25 for the general public, $20 if you're a government employee, $15 if you're a student. And that includes a t-shirt and all the paraphernalia that you would receive in a race. So please go to publicservice5k.com, register, become a part of what's going to be a really fun Sunday morning for federal employees and their supporters. And we hope to do this every year as a way of drawing attention to Public Service Recognition Week and public employees, and getting public employees out doing something and raising money for a very worthwhile charity.
And you mentioned some of the fun things that employees are going to see while they're there. I think you guys have some guests and...
Well, I just want to also make sure we, as folks come out to the race, to take an opportunity to give thanks to and say thank you to the sponsors. I know that Geico will be out there. Hopefully the Gecko will maybe be out there running along with everyone or walking. The Federal Times and Blue Cross Blue Shield, NARF, the National Association for Active and Retired Federal Employees. So the whole number of organizations that have given their support to make sure that we can do this race. Again, as we talked about, a public event where... federal employees, government employees at all levels of government, active duty military included, can come out and get a little bit of appreciation and applause for the work they do.
Which is something a little different because there hasn't been a big government-wide, you know, thank you or event that really goes on right now. So a little different. And I know, Robin, you've been working on some of the things.
I have, too. And I'm excited about some of the guests that we'll have to help kick off the race. You know, a lot of people are familiar with... agency mascots like Smokey the Bear, but we've also got some lesser known mascots, and I'm particularly excited that Thermy and Back will be joining us for the race.
Who are the mascots from?
They're mascots from the USDA, from this Food Inspection Service.
Yes.
And if you haven't met them before, that should be reason enough to sign up for the race and come out and meet Thermy and Back.
Bring your families.
Bring
Sounds
your
like
families.
Fun for the kids.
It is fun for the kids. And one of the other things that we want to note is that this is a family event. If you've got a child in a stroller, you can register and come and push your stroller in the race. We just ask that folks with strollers stay to the back of the group when starting out and try not to run over the other folks who are running and walking. But it is a run walk. So even if you don't feel like you're in shape to run 3 miles, walking 3 miles doesn't take very long. And we're hoping it will be a beautiful morning to get out there, get a little exercise before your Cinco de Mayo celebrations start later in the day.
Do something for a good cause and then go have fun.
Yeah. Exactly.
5K is just a little, just about 3 miles, and it takes less than an hour to walk 3 miles, and so you'll be done by 9, and should be a lot of fun. We hope people turn out for it.
No excuses then. So.
No excuses, and it's an easy date to remember. It's a 5K on 5-5.
Hey, hadn't thought about that before. Mm-hmm. There we go. Cinco de Mayo. So that's great, and it sounds like a lot of good support from the community as well. So I think people are really looking for a reason to come together and a reason to celebrate. So, but Public Service Recognition Week isn't just that Sunday. There are a couple other events. And I think the next, I think there are events the first part of the week, almost every day. Is there an event on Monday?
Yeah, on Monday afternoon, we'll have a public service town hall at the Partnership for Public Service. And this is actually our third annual town hall assembly where we gather together agency leaders. And so we've talked a little bit about events where we want to, you know, get out in the public and have an opportunity to showcase what agencies are doing, or, you know, bring together federal employees and celebrate the work that they're doing. The town hall is one of those opportunities where we want to make sure that government leaders, whether they're from the cabinet level departments or other federal agencies, that those agency leaders are standing up and giving public recognition for the work that their employees are doing. They can showcase specific accomplishments, or they can just talk generally about the vital services that we come to rely on every day. You know, whether they're working to help protect the environment. Again, I mentioned before about air traffic safety, highway safety, the transportation of goods across our country, you know, fair trade agreements, things like that. You know, there's such a wide number of important services that we come to rely on and expect, but don't necessarily appreciate in our everyday work. And so there's an opportunity for those agency leaders to be up on stage and, you know, talk to government employees and other members of the public that are interested. We're still working on lining up our specific speakers for this year. We've gone out to the wide array of cabinet level department heads and a few other agency leaders With that high level, folks, it's difficult to commit to their calendars until we get down to the last week or so. But over the past few years, we've had great participation from a number of cabinet secretaries, including Secretary Napolitano last year, and Secretary Ray LaHood and Kathleen Sebelius participated twice before. Secretary Sean Donovan and Dan Tangerlini, the acting administrator at GSA. So those folks have given us their support previously, and we're looking forward to a great conversation engagement with some of those folks again this year.
Well, and it's interesting because when you get people on stage, they really do have good things to say about public service and having the forum. And I think people just don't get the forum very often to cheer for people.
Absolutely. So. And, these folks are never shy about saying what good work their employees are doing. But as you say, it just sort of takes that forum sometimes. I think they get used to if they're being pursued by the media to respond to a particular criticism of that's the news of the day, if there's been a shortcoming. But we want to make sure that there's equal attention given to those positive stories.
Great. And on that good note, we're going to take a stop here, hear a word from our sponsor. And when we return, we'll continue talking about the events during PSRW. And you're listening to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brought me to our nation's capital. I was taking a stroll around a mall when I met a very nice gentleman from Ohio who asked me a question. What kind of word is GEICO anyway? An excellent question, I replied. I told him that GEICO isn't a word, it's an acronym, and it stands for Government Employees Insurance Company. I explained how GEICO actually got its start 75 years ago to help federal employees save money on car insurance. Interesting, the man replied. But today, GEICO saves lots of people money on car insurance, including me. Have you ever thought about changing the name? I said. It's a thought. But Gecko sounds like Geico. If we change the name, I might be out of a job. We strolled a bit more, stopped for some tea, and we both agreed. It's probably best to keep the name just like it is. Geico.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online or over the phone. If you're a federal employee or belong to an association like Big, Few, Young Government Leaders, and others, you may qualify for a special discount. Contact Geico today to request your special federal savings.
I'm Deborah Roth, host of Fed Talk and partner at the law firm of Shaw, Bransford & Roth. Our firm specializes in helping federal employees with legal issues concerning their jobs or benefits. For two decades, we have been representing federal employees in adverse action cases, employment discrimination complaints, inspector general and internal affairs investigations, security clearance issues, and other federal employment disputes. If you have a legal concern, don't wait. Call Shaw, Bransford & Roth at 202-463-8400 or visit our website at shawbransford.com.
Welcome back to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jenny Mattingly, and we've been here talking with members of the Public Employees Roundtable about Public Service Recognition Week. If you'd like to be part of the discussion today, give us a call at 1-877-936-9333 or email us at fedtalk@federalnewsradio.com. And when we left, we were talking about the Public Service Town Hall, which is on Monday the 6th,
yes.
I believe. And we were talking about who you've had in the past and that we'll have some great speakers on talking about public service and their agencies. And overall, people want to be part of this town hall. How do they do that?
Folks can go on to the Public Service Recognition Week website, which is very simply psrw.org, O-R-G, and click on the events tab. And there we have information, links to the 5K, as well as the town hall where they can register. We're actually very near capacity for our in-room audience. We have well over 300 RSVPs already to come and participate in that town hall conversation. But we've also set it up this year for the first time to have live streaming video of the event. So also on that link on the website, psrw.org, folks can register and receive the link so that they can watch the event from their computers if they're not able to make it into D.C. And that's especially good for any audience members that might be listening in different parts of the country.
Well, especially because we have state and local and so many federal employees that are not here in this area. At last count, I think 85% of federal employees are outside of the district. So hopefully,
exactly. Hopefully
those folks will engage in the conversation as well. And good thing about social media and other media these days, it makes it easy to get a broader group in there.
And I know that we'll be talking a bit about some of the social media that we're doing around Public Service Recognition Week. But if folks use the hashtag #PSRW, then they can participate in that town hall also just by tweeting some questions that they want to share.
So again, no reason not to run the race and no reason not to engage in a conversation here on these, making it easy for folks.
Exactly.
So, one of the things as well, Jim, that you mentioned earlier that the partnership does, aside from the town hall being at the partnership, is the Service to America medals. And I think during this week, it's a great story about who people are and what they do in terms of the government.
Yes, as part of Public Service Recognition Week, we'll be announcing the finalists for our 12th annual SAMMES Awards. And this is a program, again, we wanted an opportunity to celebrate the best and brightest in our federal government, those that have made significant accomplishments on our behalf. They've done incredible achievements. They've driven innovation in their agencies. They've demonstrated that strong commitment to public service and strong leadership. And so we will be announcing 31 finalists at the beginning of the week. We'll have a breakfast on Capitol Hill on Tuesday, May 7th. And that's more of a closed event with members of Congress that will come by and congratulate their constituents with agency leaders just to celebrate the work that they've done on our behalf. But throughout the whole Service to America Medals program, again, some of the stories we're talking about, we have folks that are, you know, working in Homeland Security and Border Protection. We have folks that are, you know, working to save lives through better fire prevention and better protection for our firefighters. We have people that are working in medicine and doing groundbreaking research. Last year's Federal Employee of the Year, as an example, a woman that's been with NIH for, I think, 3 decades and, you know, throughout her career has led that groundbreaking research to ultimately, you know, completely stop the transmission of AIDS from mother to child through some of her studies of the way the AZT can be used to prevent that. Another gentleman last year, incredibly inspiring, working with Walter Reed and with soldiers that have had amputations from war injuries, and through an innovative sports medicine approach, gets them in their prosthetic limbs, you know, rehabilitates them so that if they want to, they can return to active duty. I think they've had, you know, more than 60 individuals that have returned to Afghanistan and to lead their squads in battle, or they've gone on to do other incredible things like climb Mount Everest or run in the Ironman triathlon. You know, things that I wouldn't do even now, but they've gone on to achieve these great many things, and they have, you know, civilian federal employees that are leading those efforts to make it possible for them.
Yeah, a lot of inspiring stories that I think people don't always see the connection between public service or between a federal employee, and this is something that the federal government does. You know, they just hear about the personal stories. How many categories are there?
We have a total of 7 categories that folks can submit nominations for. We have a call to service category for young people in government that are 35 or younger. We have a career achievement for the other end of the spectrum, folks that have been in government for more than 20 years, and the different fields of government, whether it's justice and law enforcement or national security, international affairs, science and environment. And then also from all of our finalists, we'll select our Federal Employee of the Year. We send our finalist stories out to a prestigious selection committee. We engage university presidents and foundation heads, corporate executives, some leaders in government from some of the federal unions, and give them an opportunity to vote for the ones that they think are the best of the best.
And when we'll hear these great stories throughout the week, but when do, you know, we'll have all 31 finalists, I think?
All 31 finalists.
But then when do they finally have the, it's in the fall usually when they pick.
Exactly. Well, we'll have the announcement of the finalists and on our website, actually servicetoamericamedals.org, folks will be able to go at the beginning of Public Service Recognition Week on May 6th and read about all of these inspiring finalists. And we'll be working, actually we'll be on here with Federal News Radio at different times, interviewing them and, you know, talking about their accomplishments and achievements. And then we'll prepare for the awards gala to announce the award winners in October 3rd this year.
That's great. And so between the Why I Serve videos, SAMMES, there's some great stories that are going to hopefully come out of this.
And we hope that they do come out. I'm delighted that the partnership announces the finalists during Public Service Recognition Week. It's a great opportunity to focus on tremendous success stories. While not everyone can be a winner at the gala in September, these are all very impressive stories. The media will tell them. People can come to go to the website and read about them. And I think it's a really good message to continue to give to the public and to members of Congress and to the media about the great things that federal employees do.
Well, I think that's an important point, Bill, is that every nomination is an important one, because even if they don't get, even if the nominee is not selected as one of the finalists or award winners, just making that nomination shows that appreciation to a high-performing employee who's doing great things. And it also gives us, you know, great ideas of stories that we can share through other opportunities, whether it's, you know, taking someone to a campus and letting them talk about their career and inspiring other young people into government service, or if we can just share their stories through the YSR videos and get people to recognize all the different accomplishments people do.
Well, and I think that's something that I'm hearing you all say about Public Service Recognition Week is not just the message to the wider audience and the public, but also agencies nominating people or agencies telling their story and sharing that with their folks because of the morale issues that Bill mentioned, and because of, you know, it's got to come from the inside as well as this message getting outside. And I know that PER has worked a lot on celebration guides and other things to help people both thank their own folks and, you know, to get the public to do a more visible thank you as well. And then I believe they're on the website.
They are on the website. Jim mentioned it a few minutes ago, psrw.org. One of the coolest things that I think you can find in the How to Celebrate guides is a list of different accomplishments throughout history that are because of federal employees. And some people don't realize that, you know, the polio vaccine was a result of work done by federal employees, and the telephone is a result of work done by federal employees. There are a lot of inventions that we take for granted every day. I mean, things like Kevlar, that actually came from NASA, from experiments and research that they did into materials that would be useful in space. So there's a lot that federal employees do that sort of make them unsung heroes, and we don't always think about the contributions that they make to our everyday lives.
And so there's an entire list of those.
There's an entire list of those in the How to Celebrate guide, I believe in the teacher's guide as well, which is another great resource for schools that might want to talk about public service and why public service is important. There's a great guide that helps you with setting up classroom discussion and for all different ages of kids, different projects that you can do in the classroom that might even relate to other things that, your students are learning about. If you're learning about different environmental issues in science, you can talk about what role the federal government plays in protecting our environment.
That's great. And I believe there are a few other guides as well up there this year.
That's right. There's a total of 5 guides. We have a general one for anyone that's interested in Public Service Recognition Week, the teacher's guide that Robin mentioned. We created new ones this year for folks that are working on Capitol Hill as a way that they can engage and recognize their constituents. One dedicated towards agency leaders and agencies on how they can get those messages out about what the services that their agencies provide. And then one geared towards some of our membership organizations, how they can reach out to their chapters and local groups. So that's across the nation effort. And it's good to note that a lot of the tips and recommendations in the guides are very little or no cost at all. You know, sometimes it's simply a little bit of time to, you know, send a letter, ask your local mayor or governor to do a proclamation related to Public Service Recognition Week, you know, go into a school and, you know, just talk for 30 minutes about the kind of work that you do. So all kinds of ideas of, you know, simply, you know, sending an email throughout your division just saying thank you for the work that you do.
So it's a good time to, you know, employee engagement as well and out there. And we've talked a little bit about the messaging in Congress and whether there, you know, there's been some of the talk about federal employees and federal service and public service generally there. But there are some celebrations and some positive supporters and words up there, and I believe there's a guide for that and some things that they can do as well.
Right, and already we've been able to post on the PSRW website. We have a Senate resolution which was passed, I think, last week on April 16th or 17th, unanimously in the Senate to recognize the first week of May as Public Service Recognition Week. And again, just speaking and declaring that appreciation for the work that government employees do every year. Also, we have, through the events, we'll be able to share a letter from the White House that President Obama, as he's done in his previous couple years, as the previous presidents have done as well in their administration, making a letter or proclamation, either designating Public Service Recognition Week or just, you know, stating that support for all the men and women who work in government at the federal, state, and local levels.
And I think that's, you know, again, this is the workforce that both Congress to some extent and then the president, of course, oversee. And so nice to have some of those good messages from up above. So
absolutely.
And then, you know, I think there's a lot of other positive things that come out of this. But one of the things I do want to do is take a stop for a second for our final break here, and then we'll continue to talk about what's going on in Public Service Recognition Week when we return. You're listening to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brought me to our nation's capital. I was taking a stroll around a mall when I met a very nice gentleman from Ohio who asked me a question. What kind of word is GEICO anyway? An excellent question, I replied. I told him that GEICO isn't a word, it's an acronym, and it stands for Government Employees Insurance Company. I explained how GEICO actually got its start 75 years ago to help federal employees save money on car insurance. Interesting, the man replied. But today, GEICO saves lots of people money on car insurance, including me. Have you ever thought about changing the name? I said. It's a thought. But Gecko sounds like GEICO. If we change the name, I might be out of a job. We strolled a bit more, stopped for some tea, and we both agreed. It's probably best to keep the name just like it is. GEICO.
To get a free rate quote, go to GEICO.com, then buy online or over the phone. If you're a federal employee or belong to an association like Big, Few, Young Government Leaders, and others, you may qualify for a special discount. Contact GEICO today to request your special federal savings.
Welcome back to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. We're entering the last segment of the show, so if you have a question or comment for our guests, please call us on the toll-free number 1-877-936-9333 or email us at fedtalk@federalnewsradio.com. And when we left, we were talking a little bit about Congress celebrating public service and some of the other support that they've given and shown. And you mentioned the Senate resolution that passed, but I believe in the House, even though they're not doing resolutions, they recently passed or sent out a letter supporting public service and encouraging others to do so as well.
Yes, different members of the Public Employees Roundtable work with the Public Service Caucus, which I believe is co-chaired by House Member Frank Wolf and John Sarbanes. And what they've done is taken the lead on sending Dear Colleague letters to their fellow members in the House of Representatives, again, encouraging them to participate in Public Service Recognition Week. And one of the good ways that they can do that is, you know, they'll have floor speeches about some of their constituents that work in government. We'll certainly be sharing stories with them about Service to America Medals finalists that might be from their states or districts. We have finalists from 14 states and the District of Columbia that we'll be announcing on May 7th. And so we'll make sure that those members of Congress have those stories and have an opportunity to either recognize them on the floor or send them a special letter of appreciation.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that gets lost is there is a lot of talk in the federal community about some of the things that have come through Congress that are seen as not being as supportive of the federal community or of public service in general. But there are a lot of supporters of public service there, and there are folks who really do understand that they have federal employees, public employees in their districts, and do use this week to make that statement.
Yeah, and the week is a great opportunity, and it really exemplifies how when you might look at the big bureaucracy, the big scope of government, you know, it really becomes easy just to say some of the negative things or look to make dramatic cuts. But when you individualize that story and you talk about the people you know that work in government, you know, you recognize the passion that we've already talked about. You recognize that commitment to serve the American people that we talked about. You know, when you are individualizing the story, then it is always a much more positive conversation.
Right. And one of the things, though, that has worried, I know a lot of groups, SEA has had this, a lot of the other public employee roundtables groups, is some of this conversation of turning away younger people from coming into the government, this recruitment and building the pipelines. And I think some of the agencies are concerned about this as well. And that's why they're really pushing the Pathways program, you know, of at least knowing there's a way to get in, but also incenting young people to come in and showing them that it is exciting. And I think the Chico Council and PER are working on an initiative to do that during PSRW.
And we have Young Government Leaders as a PER member,
right,
which is a very dynamic organization. And we're looking for them to find ways to have young people become interested in government, government public service. And, you know, they're doing a great job in helping us do that. They teamed up with us to do the program yesterday afternoon. They went to all the colleges and universities.
And then there is the Take a Future Fed to Work
Right.
Day.
I was just going to say, I think it starts even earlier than that with kids understanding that federal service is an option for them, that there are exciting jobs to be had. And so on Wednesday, May 8th, during Public Service Recognition Week, it is Take a Future Fed to Work Day, encouraging federal employees to bring their kids in with them, to show them what mom or dad does for work. And, you know, it's really interesting to me. We asked this question in our scholarship program, actually, a couple of years ago, of students, if you could have any job in federal government, what would it be and why? And the number of students who mentioned that their parents inspired them to consider public service, not even because mom or dad had said you should think about this, but because they saw the passion that their parent had for the job that they do, and because they talked in their family about serving the public and the importance of serving your country in that way. And that really is what public employees are doing at all levels. They're serving their state, they're serving their country. And so inspiring kids to do that as well is really important.
And even though there was a, you know, there's the Take Your Kid to Work Day, which was this week, I believe, generally, this is meant to really focus in on what federal employees do and what, you know, mom,
and
dad,
I would note
family
that
members.
The Take Your Kid to Work Day, your federal employee kid to work day, is an initiative of the CHECO, the Council, the Chief Human Capital Officers Council, and we have coordinated with them, so it's kind of a semi-official. It should be recognized in your agency. But we hope that you can do that and we can get a little energy and momentum going. And not only that, leading these young people to realize that the working for the federal government is not such a bad thing.
Well, and that's something.
In fact, let me say it more positively, it's a very good thing.
It is. And that's the hope, is that, you know, taking kids there, getting the stories out, showing them what mom and dad do in the government is, it helps people. There's a lot of folks that really do something that's
It does. Well, and I
there.
Think people don't always think about the fact that almost any job you could think of, there is a component in the state, local, or federal government that does that. We have veterinarians who work for the federal government. We have Forest Service folks who are outside, working outside every day. You know, there are people who do a whole host of things, all sorts of doctors and scientists and lawyers and IT specialists and law enforcement professionals who work in jobs in public service. So that, you know, just because you're considering a career that doesn't bring federal service or state and local service to your mind immediately doesn't mean there's not an option to follow that path into serving the public.
Well, and you mentioned that some of those things about what public employees have done were in that guide, but I know you all are mentioned social media as well and sharing some of those stories that way.
Yes, social media is a great way. You know, Jim had mentioned that people can join in with the public service town hall by using the hashtag PSRW. You can also tweet at the roundtable anytime at PE Roundtable. That's another great way to follow along. And we're talking about those types of stories all throughout the year about what contributions public servants are making. You can also follow us on Facebook, Public Employees Roundtable. And we mentioned the YouTube channel with the Why I Serve videos, which is also PE Roundtable on YouTube.
And there's some of these initiatives, if folks, you know, it seems like people use this one week to really focus on this, but we've talked a little bit about this should be an ongoing conversation. The things that the federal government does, that state and local employees do. So some of these, I guess, in terms of pathways and getting younger people interested in government, talking about the stories and sharing those stories will go on throughout the year. And is that something that Public Employees Roundtable is going to be able to do and help with?
Well, we expect that we will. There's been a lot of clamor from our member organizations to not just do Public Service Recognition Week, but to get it beyond throughout the year, and also to focus not just on the Washington area or the federal government, but state and local government, and also nationwide. And I would say, you know, throughout the country for federal employees, the federal executive boards have set up local PSRW celebrations. So those of you who are listening on the internet outside the Washington area, you can look to your local executive board and see what kind of celebration. There may be an award ceremony or some way that public service is being celebrated during PSRW.
Well, and that's the interesting thing is that agencies and state and localities do these, but there hasn't been, I guess, one big conversation. You know, sometimes it's in pockets and it doesn't seem like people are hearing this conversation as a whole and that it's being brought together.
Right. And that's one of the reasons that we do want to encourage people to use social media to make sure that you're using that hashtag PSRW when you're tweeting about your events around the country. That will help make sure that we're aware of those events at the Public Employees Roundtable and able to help promote them, help recognize the employees that you're recognizing. Because we do know that while 15% of the federal workforce is here in Washington, 85% of the federal workforce is outside of the D.C. area.
Which most people just don't realize.
Most people don't realize that. They think Washington is the government. And that's really not true. And especially when we're talking about state and local, you know, there are 50 states in our union and they're all recognizing their employees and doing different things. And we want to make sure that we're helping to be a voice to promote those events, to educate people about what public employees are doing all over the country. And so you can help us by using that hashtag and by tweeting at PE Roundtable.
Well, and it certainly seems like the conversation, it's not just federal employees that have had a tough time, it's state and local as well. You know, there's this conversation about what the government does and who these folks are and what they do for people. So it becomes a really big group and really drives it home in the community if you think about Postal Service or teachers or firefighters. So it's nice to have one place where people can do this. And I think traditionally, it sounds like PER has really had state and local as a focus as well. So I think sometimes when you know, people hear some groups talking, it seems just federal, but it really is the broader discussion of public service.
We have a lot of members of the roundtable whose focus is almost exclusively on state and local employees, and they work very hard with their chapters out across the country to make sure that those folks are getting recognized as well and that we're sharing that information nationwide.
And then I guess the gathering place for this would be the PSRW website in terms of, you know, we have the social media, but is there a place right now for at least the events and for the information and for all of that?
Yeah, all the event details that we've talked about, the 5K and the town hall, you know, folks can visit psrw.org. And that's where they can either just get information or link to register for those specific events and by tweeting at the PE Roundtable, you know, to be able to share their voice to the conversation. A couple of things, whether it's just to let us know about something that they might be doing to celebrate Public Service Recognition Week in their agency or in their organization. A lot of times we can compile those stories and, you know, working with our media partners like Federal News Radio or The Washington Post and make sure that those stories are told more broadly.
That's great. And I want to thank you all for being here today and sharing this positive message, because we definitely don't always hear
that. Yes, we need to have the positive message. The more often the public hears it, the more likely they will be to have a positive image of federal employees and other public employees as well.
And that's great. On that note, that's all the time we have for the show today. So thank you again. And Fed Talk is brought to you by the attorneys of Shaw, Bransford, and Roth. So have a good weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Jenny.